Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is readying a new rule change for asylum seekers. They'll have to apply in the first country they enter instead of the United States. And pushing back on this and firming it up, there's some in-the-weed stuff associated with it. But in other words, it's going to be tougher, even tougher to file for asylum. And that's the way it should be. But of course, this is going to be met with even more ferocity on the other side. Now, here is the left, in one case using religion, well, in both cases maybe, to make their point. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi tweets out, we should be paying attention because yesterday, the Bible story was the Good Samaritan. All-time great. As you know, Dan, you may not know this, I am a big fan of the Good Samaritan, but not of the prodigal son. I've never liked the prodigal son explanation. So Nancy Pelosi says, it should be a sign to us yesterday that today's Catholic gospel reading is the Good Samaritan, where Jesus teaches us to love our neighbors as ourselves, treat them with mercy. Trump's ICE raids today tear families apart, the opposite of mercy. Now, of course, this fractured theologian, Pelosi, when it comes to taking human life, when it comes to abortion, infanticide, not so much. The Bible doesn't have anything to say on that. Christianity, the Catholic faith, they don't have anything to say on that. Nothing that should be listened. It's just like a group of people who are Jewish, never again action. Now, they organized protests here in Philadelphia. We had this during the July 4th parade, then again over the weekend, and they're nationwide. Never again. So this is a group that is contending that these are budding concentration camps. And to me, they're actually using the sacred expression, never again, to put this in the leg of heading off the Nazis. So you got to give the left shamelessness points. Nancy Pelosi, who no sense of morality, nothing when it comes to the issue of life. None of that applies. She once talked about Thomas Aquinas on nationwide TV. Well, he would have been supportive of abortion rights. Really? And then you have this Never Again group that's nationwide, both yesterday taking this as a launch point. Today you have President Trump firming up the asylum rules. And again, this will be more detailed, more specific to the day-to-day of this. But trust me, this is taking what he's already tried to do and strengthening it more. That's why it's surprising to me. In my Twitter poll today, I asked, you know, because of all the obstacles Trump faces, how's he doing in blunting illegal immigration? Do you think he's definitely doing? I would be in the definitely camp. Mostly or not enough. And not enough is still leading. It's kind of surprising to see this play out. But this is kind of breaking right now that we're tightening up even more what's going on with immigration. What's going on with asylum? Trump administration moves to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants. They announced it will move to end asylum protection for most Central American migrants. The new rule says asylum seekers at the southern border who pass through another country and do not seek asylum there will not be eligible for asylum in the United States. Now, a lot of you, several of you last week said, yeah, isn't this common sense to get here from Central America? I have to think about the geography, but I know of no way they wouldn't go through another country. As a practical matter, that means that migrants coming from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador cannot seek asylum if they didn't first do so in Mexico. The rule would also apply to many other asylum seekers who come to the U.S. southern border from other countries. I don't know if they're flying there or whatever, but they're passing through a lot of stuff. Now, this will reduce a major pull factor. Attorney General Barr called the interim final rule lawful exercise of authority. This is big. This is going to create big, big difference. So now we're saying we're not just going to look at the asylum and make it tougher. We're saying you have to seek asylum in Mexico. Now, I don't know what happens if you seek asylum, they won't give it to you. I don't think that'll matter. Now, this really should cut this down. This is already being called as inhumane as anything we've seen. This is common sense. Seek asylum in Mexico or whatever other country you go through before you get here. This is even before we hear whether or not the asylum is legit. You first have to do this with another country that you pass through, or countries, I guess. If that fails, then I don't know if we hear and reject then. You can imagine what this is going to do now. 855-839-1210. Does this strike you as common sense, as I think it is, or inhumane? Already, this is ratcheting up people on the other side to levels that we haven't seen before. And this just came down in the last half hour or so that they finally have said enough. We can't contain this, and we're getting killed with what's going on in these detention centers, even by toughening the asylum rules. Because, you know, people hear that and they think, well, at least you have a shot, right? Even if you hear the asylum rules, it filters down the line, have gotten tougher. You got a shot. You might get through with the story. Or they might let you into the country because of the overcrowding. Then you'll disappear. With this, though, that you have to seek asylum in Mexico primarily and go through that. I don't know how long Mexico takes, right? And then even if you come here, the likelihood is, well, Mexico rejected you. Why would we not reject you? That's where it's going to go. Yeah, Dan, you got an update.
I know this is going to be the new talking point for the left, but I just want to point out that back in 2017, the ECJ, the European Court of Justice, that's the Supreme Court for the EU, they ruled that would-be migrants must seek asylum in the first country they reach.
Ah, now that the European Union is the most liberal body, arguably, in the world as far as a governing body that I can think of. That's great stuff. So, if the European Union said that, why can't we do it? 855-839-1210. So how are you thinking about President Trump now? Do you want to rescind your vote on Twitter? I'm still amazed. We put up, look at all these hurdles, the resistance. Look, this is what they do around the clock. I know they're hateful, they're short-sighted, they're anti-American many times, but they've been good at dragging the feet and slowing down the process. So given facing that, would you say he definitely has gone all out against illegal immigration, mostly or not enough? Here's a new rule. How do you like that? You can't come here from Central America. You have to get asylum in the countries you go through. And then what we're going to say is, well, Mexico rejected you. We're going to, too. That's the way I think this is going to come out. Will this stop this? I think this is a master stroke. If this doesn't stop it, then I don't know how much more, what else is the next step to stopping it, other than the wall, et cetera. So Dan finds the justice arm of the European Union. They say, they ruled, you have to go and seek asylum in the country that you pass through, prior to just trying to go to get to the country of choice, I guess.
CNN was one of the media outlets reporting on the ruling, and they said the European Union's top court ruled that refugees must continue to seek asylum in the first European country they reach, even in exceptional circumstances like the migrant crisis of 2015.
All right, and that was big. Hungary and all being overrun, Sweden, the stuff that went on in Germany, the centerpiece of this. So 855-839-1210, if they rule that, then Trump is on sound footing here. Now, that will not matter. It's all irrational, but I'd love to get you in. Is this inhumane? Or is this rule of law? Is this carefully thought out? Is this the thing that now will push back against the pull of this? And I made the point, look, if people hear vaguely, they're toughing it up, you may not get in here. You know what they believe. Well, my story will be good enough to get asylum. And in addition to that, even if it's not, they're going to get so overcrowded, they're being told, they're going to release you into the country. Then you might be able to stay here. The other side of it says, no, if you do this, you got to seek asylum in Mexico. This is much more definitive. Now, there's a story I circled over the weekend, much different than I wanted to get into, that comes off this point. And even our buddy Christine Flowers has a editorial today in the Daily News that I differ with. Christine and I differ sometimes in this. She supports the idea that we keep a guy named Keith Byrne here. What this guy did, he's in the Philadelphia area, Montgomery County. Big piece over the weekend. Keith Byrne is Irish. He's an Irish national, 37 years of age. He expects to be deported any day as he sits in detention. His family said his arrest is a reminder that amid the Trump administration's impending raids, there are things like this going on every day. He arrived in 2007 through a visa waiver program. Allows visitors from certain countries to travel to the U.S. easily, but closes avenues to fight to stay if they violate the terms of the agreement. In 2009, he married a U.S. woman. He was arrested while heading to work Wednesday morning. Okay? I have to see what his violation was here, some crime, whatever he committed. There are about 50,000 unauthorized Irish immigrants in the United States. Now, here's the point. We hear all the time that this is just about people of color, usually Mexican, Guatemalan, Honduran. And yet, there's a huge fuss being put up for this guy. His wife says he joined a long history of Irish immigrants who came to the United States to work. Year later, he was going to go home, but he decided to marry me. All right, so he stayed here. But due to the constraints of the visa waiver program, he had marijuana possession charges. So that led to this being pulled. See, there's another part to it here. I mean, look, I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but this is the playing field. Now, I support the Trump administration sending this guy home. This guy is getting more support, apparently, even than just about anybody else out there. It's called consistency. The argument is, well, he's been here all this period of time. He's married, has a child. They'll have to go with him. And he has not been somebody who's created great difficulty. These marijuana possession charges were in Ireland. And that's why this is being triggered. Should this guy stay or should he go? I think whatever the mechanism is, he ought to go too. It's consistency. Here's another pushback by the Trump administration. They're not going to give up with stopping the flow of being overwhelmed at the border. If you're just joining us, they've changed the big asylum rule. Now, specifically, you have to get asylum in Mexico. If they reject it coming from Central America, well, then don't bother coming here. This already is causing a firestorm. Now, Europe's top court, and you know the European Court of Justice, the EU is the most liberal outfit that I can think of, possibly. They could have AOC and the whole squad running it. They'd be perfectly fit. They might even be, nah, they're radical enough, I guess. Okay. They ruled that Austria and Slovenia can deport asylum seekers when they had that huge crunch coming their way. You remember that, Germany, the whole thing, right? So there's solid footing, a precedent out there to do this. But already we're seeing just an outcry simply because you know that this is Trump and now this is beyond being inhumane. You're going to see this constantly. Now, we've already seen this over the weekend, and this ratchets it up to a level that is almost unprecedented. And I gave you the story, too, of this guy who's Irish, who's here. who overstayed his visa and then got caught up because of these marijuana convictions. The argument is, why would we deport a guy like this? You know, he's not doing anything here. He sort of has a business. He's married. Well, are you not consistent then if you don't deport him? Is this the type of thing that you have to engage in to be consistent? He violated the rules. He's going to be deported. And the family will have to go to Ireland with him. We're not making special things here for countries that are Caucasian versus Central America. That's the way I would bill it. All right, get him right now, 855-839-1210. What's the downside of this? To stop asylum, you got to go through Mexico to get asylum. Sure, Trump hasn't gotten the wall built. You know what the difficulties are with that. But are people really going to hold that against him that are the Trump base versus a guy who is pushing the envelope on all fronts? You got to understand how committed the other side is to this. This is all out. This is civil war over this. They're not going to give in on this at all. Now, we found a cut over the weekend that is all. I've never heard this guy talk. This will be Norcross. Here's George Norcross, the power boss of Democrats, not just in South Jersey, not just in Jersey. He's one of the biggest fundraisers, power-based guys nationwide, okay? And a liberal group thought they were a progressive group. They were outing him for some reason. That's where this came from. So Norcross is talking about, why is our party, meaning Democrats, supporting criminal illegal aliens?
I'm a proud Democrat. I'm a conservative Democrat. I have at times told people in Washington, whether it was the Majority Leader Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi, why is the Democrat Party supporting criminals that are here illegally? I think a path to citizenship is the right thing. But if you're a criminal, you do not belong here. And the American public doesn't want it. Why do we as a party support that? I don't understand it. And that's why the Democratic Party has not been attractive to certain elements of the working class of our country.
Does this seem like a guy who just has Rip Van Winkle or something? He hasn't been around. The rabbit. That's why the National Democratic Party supports this. You can't get far enough out on the left. You just can't do it given the base of their party. That's where we're going. And Trump is pushing back here to say, you're not going to get asylum. You have to get it in Mexico. It's a big deal. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. Of course, the other big story, and I think Trump has not suffered huge damage here or anything else, even though we're still seeing this as now he's outed himself as a complete racist with the stuff with the squad, with the four women, progressive women led by AOC, and Tlaib and Omar, principally, and this other woman from Massachusetts, calling them out, and particularly it should be zoned in on Omar, Representative Omar, who just is not going to stop this stuff. Now, she was here at this progressive conference, Netroots conference, over the weekend. First, she said she's more patriotic than the average American, because she's trying for the real America. This is a woman who I think it's almost unprecedented for a mainstream figure to be this ungrateful. She is. This is ingratitude. And this anti-American. There is no other word to describe it. But here's what she said, that Americans treat illegal aliens worse than dogs. And then you probably can figure out, why do we do that?
And instead of us saying, here is A, B, and C, we're saying there is zero option. And if you ever think that you have a chance, we're going to treat you worse than a dog. One of our members said to me, if there were dogs in those cages, every single member of Congress would vote to make sure that all of these cages didn't exist anymore. So we live in a society We live in a society and govern in a body that might value the life of a dog more than they value the life of a child who might not look like theirs. And that is completely sad.
And racist. Yeah, are Democrats up in arms about dog shelters now and dogs in cages and all that? Is she a pet owner? 855-839-1210. Now, Trump would have been better served to zone in on her a little bit more, but it's working. Now you're seeing Democrats jump in and come to the defense. They're all being out. They don't know what to do now. Some are just attacking Trump, but many are coming to the defense of people like Omar. And there's an internal Democrat poll out there today that says in the swing states with Democrats, 7, 8, 9 swing states, that AOC is seen by those people as the face of the party. 74% say that. Yet her approval rating is only 11%. Omar is only at 8%. That's almost hard to believe. Great name recognition, a lot of publicity. Nancy Pelosi's got a real dilemma. This is great. And Trump has now forced them into trying to defend this squad. That's right. Who particularly over the weekend here in Philadelphia went particularly wild at this Netroots convention, as was predicted. So this is all good. This is all moving forward. The big story to me, I can't emphasize, though, is what this means with President Trump now saying you must get asylum hearings in countries you go through to get to the United States. You don't get it here. You have to do that. But I think then we'll reject it. If they reject it, we'll reject it. That'll be the rule. This means you're not going to get asylum coming here from Central America. So it means the only way you'll get into the country is not by demanding asylum, is by sneaking in, by coming across the border illegally versus showing up, which was much easier, and overwhelming this, and hoping they let you out into the country. It's going to make things more difficult. It's not going to solve it completely. Only a wall and a bunch of other things will do that. Now, so far in our Twitter poll, it's gone up since the beginning of the show. We asked, hey, because of all these things the resistance has put up, do you think President Trump is fighting back, essentially going after illegal immigration? I would have answered definitely. 25% did. Mostly, 37%. 38% said not enough. I offer as evidence right here, what is it that you think you're living in a world of unreality? You're just thinking you can, by a magic wand, push back on this. You got to understand, this is all out. Over the weekend, we had people that stormed a ICE facility in Colorado, took down the American flag, put up the Mexican flag, desecrated the American flag, and then put that up alongside the Mexican flag, upside down. This is the type of thing you're up against. Antifa, guy tries to storm a facility in Tacoma. Media doesn't even tell you, an ICE facility, that he was Antifa. Get shot and killed. He had explosives and everything else. This is what, and this is going to take it to a new level. Cutting off asylum for Central America. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.